Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say a man killed his dad and brother and then called 911 to turn himself in. It happened overnight. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from West Oak Lane.
Police say they got a call a little before 1 this morning to go to a row home on East Walnut Lane between Limekiln Pike and Ogontz Avenue.
So basically we have a domestic situation gone bad.
Police Captain Lee Strollo tells NBC 10 a man killed his relatives who were 83 and 59 years old.
Sources tell us the victims were the suspect's father and brother. They lived in New Jersey and they were in town for a funeral. The bodies were in the basement and police say they found the suspect sitting in a chair and they arrested him. Police say they also recovered guns from the house. So far, no word from police on a motive. It was a full first day for Philadelphia's new police commissioner, Danielle Outlaw. She spent her day getting to know cops and city officials. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the mayor has told her to run the department as she sees fit.
Coming out of her first anti-violence meeting with the mayor and city officials, Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
It's been a great day thus far. I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of people, a lot of names, a lot of faces, obviously, to remember and keep together. But so far, so good.
The weekly meeting is held with city leaders focused on combating gun violence and the homicide rate. Former acting police commissioner Christine Coulter was also there. At a separate event in Kensington, Kenny says he talked to Outlaw over the weekend.
I told her last night on the phone, this is your department. You run it as you see fit. You're not going to get interference from the second floor of City Hall.
Kenny says he chose Outlaw in late December to lead the state's largest police department of 6,500 officers.
She was selected because she was the most qualified person that presented herself for the job. She happened to be an African-American woman, and that's an added benefit from a kind of a changing the culture of the police department.
FOP President John McNesby says he will likely meet Outlaw later this week or next. He says he is looking forward to her leadership and hopes officers embrace her. The Justice Department is suing New Jersey over immigration policy. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in New Jersey. It targets a directive issued by Attorney General Gabeer Grewal more than a year ago, limiting law enforcement cooperation with federal immigration agents. The Justice Department contends the federal government has the constitutional authority to enforce immigration laws, and the Garden State's policy impedes that. It wants Grewal's directive scrapped. New Jersey policy bars law enforcement from asking for an individual's immigration status unless it's tied to an investigation. It also prohibits the sharing with ICE agents any release dates of those in custody.
Grewal's defending the policy and claims it has improved cooperation in the immigrant community with law enforcement. Immigrant advocates are calling the suit an election year ruse. A mailing from the Republican National Committee that has come under fire nationally because of how much it looks like the U.S. Census form is now showing up in the Philadelphia area. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The mailing's titled 2020 Congressional District Census. Under the title, it clearly states it's commissioned by the Republican Party, but along with a four-page letter signed by Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, it also has a two-page form that looks nearly identical to the U.S. government census. Charlotte Reese, a Bucks County resident and mother of a KYW News Radio reporter, got the mailing and she calls it misleading. She says she thought it was official.
But it actually looks like the real census. My daughter lives with me, so I showed it to her and she right away said, do not fill that out. That's not anything to do with the census.
The mailings have also been sent to some people in Montgomery County whose congresswoman says while there's nothing banning the use of the word census or of using a similar format, she does question why it is so similar to the U.S. census.
What worries me deeply is any organization putting out something that is deceptive.
Congresswoman Dean says she worries people will fill out the form and then ignore the actual census, which won't be sent out until next month. When asked for comment, the U.S. Census Office sent a link to their webpage advising people how to avoid scams or fraud. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker to say play KYW News Radio.